Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to remind you we're down to the final weeks of 2024. Our end-of-the-year video auctions will be happening on November 7th and 21st, then December 5th and 19th. And don't forget about the Bell Ringer sale, which kicks off 2025 with a big bang, January 8th through the 10th. That'll be happening in Oklahoma City during the 2025 Cattlemen's Congress. Learn more about Superior Livestock by going to superiorlivestock.com or call with your questions 800-422-2117.
Well, the wind been crazy the past few days across the state. Hopefully, we're going to see a little bit of relief soon, but high winds and high temperatures means high fire danger. I had the opportunity to catch up with State Forester Mark Goler about the current extreme fire danger situation that the state is currently in.
The drought that we've seen and the lack of rainfall and the weather pattern that we've been experiencing over the last couple of months has really made an impact on our wildland fuel situation across the state. Except there's a few areas that are out of that, say the Oklahoma Panhandle far northwest, which is really unusual, and then just little corners here and there. But for the most part, our wildland fuels statewide are extremely dry.
He also gave some tips for producers.
One of the things they can do if, one, is they've got fire breaks around their property. That helps. We need places that we can stop a fire. Anytime that we have a problem fire, the way that we approach it is, if we can find a favorable change in the fuels, the weather, or topography, then that's what we're going to try to take advantage of in order to stop a problematic fire. So producers, anybody out in the countryside, if they have a fire break around their home, around their fields, that's that change in fuel. That's what we need, is something to help us to actually stop the fire or to use it for a firing operation. There's any number of things. Sometimes our weather doesn't, we don't get a change in our weather that's favorable to us throughout the course of the day or the course of the night. And the fuels may not be best. So what they can do, one, is don't wait till there's smoke in the air. Look at it now. Start looking at your home. Look at your buildings. What do you have immediately in the immediate area surrounding them? Do I need to mow that grass short? Because going from tall grass to short grass is a change in fuel.
To hear my complete conversation with Mark Goler about wildfires, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, a great time had by all at the National FFA Convention held in Indianapolis last week. While there, our own Ron Hayes caught up with FFA's Chief Executive Officer Scott Stump to talk a little bit about the success of the organization and where it's headed.
Over a million members. You know, that is keeps me up at night because we've got a responsibility then. You know, as a former student, as a teacher, as a state leader, ultimately jumping into this role, I know that our greatest impact is at the local level. And as those numbers continue to rise, how do we come alongside agriculture teachers and FFA members to create more experiences, to grow as leaders, to grow personally, and to grow in their career success? We've got to really ramp up over the next few years to meet the needs of those students.
Once again, that's FFA CEO Scott Stump. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Service is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.